My name is Douglas Paul DeSilvi. I'm a native of the Gulf Coast. The story I want to tell today is about my family. The three women in my family have steered my life for the past 59 years to the man that I am today, and I hope and think that I am a pretty good fellow. Every time we had a hurricane, we would all go over to Nadine's home. We consider this just another storm. Since 77, when she built this house, we've been through every storm in it, not knowing what we were in for. We were sitting on the bed, and I could hear glass breaking, and I walked to the back of her bedroom, which was facing the bay, just to measure the water to see how high up it was. And in the back, the water just came up so fast, it was unbelievable. As I turned and told them to hold hands, that we was going to have to get into the water, the roof came down on all of us. And my lungs started filling up with water, and I just kept asking Jesus not to let me go like this. I had to get my family out. I got out, and they didn't. I'm a big guy. I'm 268 pounds. And I exercise and stay healthy, and I could not do a thing. It was just their time to go is the only way I can understand this. Losing a family is, I don't think there's any words for it. Kind of makes you wonder what life's all about. Many, many questions I have not received answers for yet. I just don't know what I feel these days. I wake up and go to my office and do my job, and I come home. I've got the house full of their belongings and that I don't know what to do about. You know, when as a father and a dad and a husband and everything, you always plan for the future of everybody, and it's just the opposite now. I have nobody to plan for or work on retirement for or save for buying a house, or it's just me.